Hello everyone, and welcome back to TNUS's Voices,
where words connect worlds.
I'm Julia of Class 4C.
And I'm Hikaru of Class C. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're talking about something that's a big part of our school life. It's friendship. Think about it for a moment. Do you have a best friend?
Or maybe a group of friends you always spend time with? Was it easy for you to make friends when you first came to TNUSS? Or were you shy like many students?
Have you ever been nervous about talking to someone for the first time? Maybe you're a new student this year, or maybe you've known your best friend for years.
However, your friendship began, even friendship has a story.
That's right, and today we're going to share ours.
Believe it or not, when we first met in Form 1, we weren't best friends.
Not at all. We were just two classmates trying to survive the first week of school.
Everything felt new, the classrooms, the teachers, and all the new faces.
I remember looking around and thinking, I hope I can make some good friends this year.
Do you remember the first time we actually talked?
I think it was awkward.
I agree. At first, we were both a little quiet.
Very quiet.
However, we seem to understand each other just by eye contact.
We don't have any similarities, but that's what made us connect.
That's so true. We also think of the same stuff.
And we sometimes hang out after school. Little by little, we became friends.
Then, Form 1 came to the end.
Which means the class shuffle.
I think every TNUSS students know the feelings.
You come to school after the spring break for the opening of the new school year, then run to the class list posted by the school entrance, find your own name,
and then immediately start looking for your friends.
Exactly.
I remember thinking, please let us be in the same class again. When I found your name in the same class, I was so relieved.
Me too!
Then Form 2 ended. Another class shuffle. Another nervous day.
And we did again.
Then Form 3 ended.
We did it again too.
4 years together. That's something we're really thankful for.
We did it again.
Looking back, I don't even remember the exact moment we became best friends.
Me neither.
It just happened naturally.
I guess that's how many friendships begin.
Not with one big moment, but with little moments.
Okay, let's see if we really know each other after 3 years.
Oh, this could be dangerous.
First question, what's my favorite school event?
Easy. The sports day, right?
Correct. Your turn.
What one thing I always do before meeting some handsome boys?
You practice smiles and reaction with me.
Yes, of course. Thank you for always giving me some pieces of advice.
See, I know you pretty well.
Okay, next questions. Who is more likely to forget to bring a work?
Julie.
Oh, no. Let's skip that question.
Okay.
When you think about the last 3 years, what's the first memory that comes to mind?
Definitely our argument before our UK trip in Form 2. For some reason, when we were already in the UK, we didn't communicate at all.
Yes, and we came back to Japan. We missed each other that I started to approach you.
After that, we went shopping and it was magical. We just reconciled. Funny how the moments you don't plan become the memories you remember the most.
Of course, no friendship is perfect.
Sometimes you get so quiet because you don't want me to say something weird.
Yes, you sometimes do that.
But I make sure that I always fix it.
A good friendship isn't about never arguing.
It's about talking honestly, listening, apologizing, and moving forward.
Sometimes one simple I'm sorry can fix a misunderstanding.
It's hard to believe. Next year, we'll be second high school students. But if you don't study English, you will be removed from the advanced class.
Oh no! See? You're doing it again.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Before we finish, we have one question for everyone listening. Who are you thankful for today? Maybe it's your best friend, a classmate, a teammate,
or someone who simply made you smile this week. If you're thinking of someone right now, why not tell them? Sometimes a simple thank you for being my friend can mean more than you think.
We hope our story reminded you that the best friendship don't happen at once. They grow one conversation, one laugh, one memory at a time.
Thank you for being my best friend, Shikaru. This has been one of the best chats I ever had with you.
Oh, me too. And that's it for today's episode of TNUSS Voices,
where words connect worlds.
Thank you for spending a few minutes with us today and for always listening to our podcast. Credit to our BGM from the free archive music.
Until next time,
bye-bye, matane. I love you, Hikaru.
I love you too, Julie.